You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 60. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Thanks so much for joining me. I am on a mission to defeat drama one individual, one business, one family at a time. So let's move forward. This episode is actually releasing on the holiday we celebrate in the United States called Thanksgiving. So it's a day to give thanks for all that we have, and it's just one day out of 365. So in honor of this day, I want to encourage you to give thanks every day. It is powerful to live a life of gratitude. Did you know that in every moment you have the opportunity to choose your perspective, and there is always something to be grateful for? I can tell you that I recently went through a health scare that lasted about a month. And during each, test and then procedure and then surgery, I really did focus on what I was grateful for. Now, I'm happy to report that in the end, all is good. I'm through it. I'm not saying it was without stress. There were definitely stressful times, but I really focused on, in those moments when I started to feel fear or worry, I would say thank you, thank you, thank you for the great things that I have. So, and I'm even more grateful for my health at this point now that I'm on the other side of that. So in every moment, you have the opportunity to choose your perspective, and there's always something to be grateful for. When I first got divorced about 10 years ago, my two boys were very young. They were in kindergarten and second grade, and it was a very challenging time for all three of us. And I began using a gratitude journal each day to help me shift my focus to what I had rather than what I did not. And I was definitely without a lot at that point. And I quickly realized that this was an important exercise for my boys as well. And so I adopted what I dubbed our nightly gratitude talks. So each night before they went to bed, we would all climb into my high queen size bed to snuggle and take turns sharing about what we were grateful for. Back then, their list often included a video game or a special toy. And then there were those nights when my heart would melt as they said, "I'm so grateful for my mom." It became a super special time of connection and shifting a focus from the worries, the fears, and the challenges of each day to a focus on what made us very, very lucky and blessed. I loved hearing what they were thankful for and enjoyed that special time. And I know that they looked forward to it every night as well. "Come on, Mom, we have to have our gratitude talk," they would say. I loved that they loved it. Our talks almost always ended with giggles and hugs. And it was the start of our inside joke that someone was going to get the boot. I'm giving you a real insight into our life. So I think my youngest went out of his way to kick and wiggle and kind of wreak havoc. Just so I would say, "Settle down or you're going to get the boot." We would all break out in laughter. And I can tell you they're both teens now. And that phrase is still an inside joke. "Hey, someone's going to get the boot." One day, my oldest son told me, "Mom, I want to write a book about gratitude talks. I want other kids to have gratitude talks with their moms when they're going through a tough time because it really makes things a lot better." Wise words from a second grader. I suggest you follow them. So today I encourage you to begin the practice of focusing on what you have to be grateful for, not just on Thanksgiving or any holiday that's similar that you celebrate wherever you are. Instead, make it a daily practice. Make a list. Get together with your family or some close friends to say it out loud. If you're a praying person, thank God for His favor and all of your blessings. You'll be amazed at the change it will make in your life. I promise. Gratitude definitely defeats drama, so I encourage you to adopt this one immediately. Whether you write it down, share it, or just think it in your head, it'll make a difference, I promise. And if you've got a current drama challenge that you need help with, shoot me a message. Go to defeatthedrama.com and then click on the podcast site and then go to submit your question. I will provide customized solutions on a future episode. If you need help of any sort, shoot me a message. Maybe you want to do some coaching with me. I would love love to help you defeat the drama in your work and in your life. So until next time, make it a great day.